teams of sled dogs and their mushers embarked on the legendary Iditarod race this past weekend in Alaska. Coming up, we'll hear from a Lawrence University grad who was chosen for a special teaching role associated with the races. She was inspired by Wisconsin's own musher, Blair Braverman. Braverman and her husband, Quince Mountain, manage a sled dog team in northern Wisconsin called Braver Mountain Mushing. Here's an excerpt of WPR's Keely Boltina talking to Blair at the end of 2020. You can hear the full interview at WPR.org.
Blair, I hadn't thought of this until you opened your piece with it. When you set out with your sled dogs, they don't know how far they have to run. I mean, it seems so obvious now. What does that mean, though, for your dogs?
It's true. I think that's one of those things, like you said, that you wouldn't think about it, you know, until you're really working with these dogs closely. But, you know, sometimes we go out for a 5-mile run. Sometimes we go out for a 500-mile run. And the dogs don't know. I mean, they have context clues, right? Like if there's a lot of people watching, usually we're in a race, and that means that we're going to go for a longer journey than if we just leave out of the yard at home. But they don't really know, and they don't know, you know, even in a race, we could do 10 miles and then rest, or we could do 60 miles and then rest. And that's the hardest thing. I always think, you know, sometimes I think, oh gosh, if they could speak English for 5 minutes, I could explain so much to them and we'd really be on the same page. But of course, that's not the fun of it. The fun of it is figuring out how to communicate, despite having very different ways of seeing the world and interacting with it. And the biggest challenge with the dogs not knowing how far they're going to go is that they love running. They want to run, and therefore they don't pace themselves. They run as if they just get to run as hard as they want, and then they get tired. And, you know, but obviously you'd go faster if you're going for 20 miles than if you're going for 100, just like you would with a human. So that's a kind of negotiation we have to do with the dogs where I'm like, okay, trust me, guys, like, you want to take it easy here. And they're like, ugh, you're such a drag.
Now that you've described that situation, what do you see in how we're moving through this pandemic with that context of what you see from the sled?
The main thing when you're taking a team of dogs out for a trip of any length, you know, not one day, but let's say it's going to be a multi-stage race or a multi-stage camping trip where you're camping and sleeping along the way and you're really going on a long journey. You have to front load rest. You have to build in rest that the dogs don't even want because they are ready to keep going. They, you know, maybe you're going to run 30 miles and you as the musher decide, okay, we're going to camp right here. There's a nice river. There's some water. I'm going to build a fire. You know, the dogs think that is so boring because they still have energy. They're not tired yet. They want to keep going. You know, and they don't totally get a choice. Like that's where I come in as the musher is, you know, people always think, how do you get the dogs to run? How do you make the dogs run? And they don't realize that so much of our work as mushers is the total opposite. It's really getting the dogs to stop. It's getting the dogs to rest. It's helping them to maintain a pace that's going to be sustainable for them and make it so that the whole trip, however long that is, stays really fun the entire way.
Talk more about front-loading rest, forcing your team to rest, and why you make yourself and the dogs take real breaks even when they don't want to.
You can't really force them to rest. You know, as they say, you can lead a horse to water. But I have some photos from the team I've taken where you set up the best camp, like you put out straw beds, you give them a nice meal, you heat up the meal in your cooker, and it's really like, you know, steaming raw meat, which is disgusting to us, but they love it. And they, you know, you put on their little coats because they sleep in coats and under blankets, and they will just stand and stare at you and be like, we are not taking a nap. This is boring. We like running. You know, so you can't make them sleep, but you can make them wait till at least some of the other dogs have had a chance to sleep.
Blair, there's this moment that you talk about when you discuss the fact that rest builds trust. Will you read that part of your essay for us?
Yeah, absolutely. A sled dog learns that by the time she's hungry, her musher has already prepared a meal. By the time she's tired, she has a warm bed. If she's cold, you have a coat or blanket for her. If she's thirsty, you have water. And it's this security, this trust, that lets her pour herself into the journey, give the trail everything she has without worrying about what comes next. You can't make a sled dog run 100 miles. But if she knows you've got her back, she'll run because she wants to, because she burns to, and she'll bring you along for the ride.
That description just hit me. There's real beauty in feeling like somebody's there for you.
That's why I'm hooked on the sport, honestly. I mean, that's why this is so addictive. People go out for a dog sled ride. You know, I went out for the first time when I was 18 years old, and that was 14 years ago, and which is amazing to me to think it. This has been part of my life for so long. And the dogs are so joyful, and you get to experience with them. You get to experience wilderness with them. You get to experience adventure with them. You get to follow them over the course of their lives as they learn. And then in return, they take you on these amazing journeys. And just the depth of the love is extraordinary.
That's Wisconsin Iditarod racer Blair Braverman talking to Keely Boltina in 2020. Next, we'll hear how Braverman inspired a teacher to bring the Iditarod to her fifth grade classroom. That's next on Central Time. It's Central Time. Lawrence University graduate Kate Neumeyer was selected by organizers of the Iditarod Sled Dog Race to be the 2024 Teacher on the Trail. That includes an invitation to visit Alaska and be part of the race. WPR's Tim Peterson talked to her on Friday.
So we just listened back to a conversation on WPR with Wisconsin's own musher, Blair Braverman. Kate, how did Blair inspire your interest in sled dog racing?
When I heard her interview on NPR, I was really intrigued by her relationship with her dogs. I think that she has a unique way of writing about her dogs with a lot of humor, with a lot of love. And of course, I felt that way about my dog. And so I was just really intrigued with someone who would travel with her dogs alone through the wilderness on such a grueling route. And she just made it sound so fun and so easy. But I also was intrigued because I thought, what if I told my students about this? What if I shared that with them? Would that, you know, boost engagement and inspire them? So that's how I got started.
You decided to actually start incorporating that into your classroom, into your curriculum. Could you give us some examples of what that looks like?
Sure. Every morning when the students walk in, I show a PowerPoint that has like maybe a schedule of what's happening that day. But there's always a photo of some aspect of the Iditarod on that PowerPoint slide. And the students walk in and they start asking questions about it. And that's just a great little teaching point. Another way that I incorporate it is through our character lessons. The very first sled dog book I bought was actually at Denali National Park on a family vacation. And when I read it to my students, I thought, oh my gosh, there are so many great character lessons that fit with our core values. And so I started using sled dog books to teach our core values. And then I thought, you know, we could do more with this. So this past year, I did two new things. When we assign class numbers, instead of just going alphabetical number order down the list, I actually had the students draw bib numbers. And we made little musher bibs, so they're like our name tent. And then that's their class number for the year. So it kind of has this nice connection. And now with the race going on, they can say, oh, I'm number 20, and that's so-and-so. And so that kind of helps them get even more connected with the actual mushers. And then one other fun thing that we did is I started doing our class jobs as all Iditarod volunteer positions. So for example, our line leader is the race marshal. We have a vet tech whose job is to keep the first aid kit in our classroom nice and fully stocked. We have an Iditarod Air Force pilot who's responsible for bringing things to the office. So you can see that it isn't just curriculum, you know, articles and in math and so forth, but it's the whole culture of the classroom is around Iditarod.
I love that. And the fact that there's such a different climate between Texas and Alaska, that doesn't create any issues with it resonating with the students?
Oh, no, because as I said, the dogs are a connecting point. Mm. And so when you give students something completely new and fascinating and you talk about it with your own passion, they pick up on that. And so a couple of days before I left for my trip, I brought all of my winter gear to school so the students could see it. And I started with my base layers and I said, okay, what goes next? What goes next? Mm-hmm. And they put all my gear on and they could see the necessity for, you know, being able to have that to survive in the cold.
And we're talking with Kate Neumeyer, an alumna of Lawrence University. And right now she is in Alaska for the start of this year's Iditarod, participating in various activities as the Sled Dog Race's 2024 Teacher on the Trail. Now, Kate, you've been in Alaska for more than a week as Teacher on the Trail. Could you talk a little bit more about what that means?
Yeah. So when I arrived, the first week of my schedule, I was giving school presentations to students around Anchorage, to the north of Anchorage and Wasilla. And, you know, that might seem like an odd thing to do, to give presentations to school kids in Alaska about an iconic Alaska event. Mm-hmm. But what happens is a lot of times students don't know what's in their backyard, or they might know a little bit about it, or they might have some misconceptions. And so the teachers have invited me to their classrooms to talk to their students about what it is. And, you know, my focus is always the dogs. And so the focus of my presentation was what makes a great sled dog. And so we talked about all the great characteristics that sled dogs have to have and kind of help the students understand what makes these dogs so special. So that was my first week.
And I also understand that you were involved with the junior Iditarod, which has already happened, and that you went to vet checks with the dogs. You worked as a timer. Could you talk a little bit about what you saw and what that experience was like?
Yeah, it was completely amazing. So I was at the start of the junior Iditarod, and so kind of gotten to see the kids, these teenagers, these amazing teenagers, get ready with their dogs and take off down the trail. And then as they were on the trail, I drove with photographer Whitney McLaren to Eagle Quest, which is one of the checkpoints, and I watched them come through the checkpoint. And then we hopped on a snow machine. It was my first time on a snow machine, what we call, you guys call a snowmobile, so they call it a snow machine in Alaska. And we headed down the trail. And as we were traveling down that same trail that the kids were traveling down with their dogs, I had a sense of being in their world. I had a sense of having a little bit of a taste of what it's like for them with their dogs on the trail. The environment was quiet, covered in snow, blanketed in this white, you know, ethereal color. I just had a sense of, you know, how profound an experience it is to be on the trail. And when we reached the checkpoint, it was dark and there was almost a full moon. And so, you know, you could hear the dogs. There were tall pine trees. Normally, Yentna Station has a population of 8 people. There's a wonderful family that's been taking care of the lodge there for many, many years. And so we were warmly welcomed. And outside, the kids were at their bonfire, bonding and taking care of their dogs, laughing and enjoying the experience. And it was just magical.
Wow. I mean, this is kind of what you've been dreaming about for years, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you get to know about an experience that it almost felt like I was invited to join this experience that other people love so much, because I love it too. And I have a special window into it as a teacher. It was an amazing feeling to feel that I was, you know, really invited to be present in this activity that they love so much.
And now, what's it like to kind of see the adults come in and that transition between how the younger racers approach it and now this excitement with the adults coming in?
So the junior mushers are age 14 through 17, the ages of my own kids. And so I was kind of enjoying their teenage enthusiasm, but also observing their incredible maturity, their love for their dogs, the care. So that's obviously one thing that the teens and the adults have in common, is that they love the sport and they, most of all, they love their dogs. The adults are much more experienced, many of them. And so they approach it differently, but I think also with the same air of excitement, because they also get to enjoy 10 or more days on the trail with their very best friends, their dogs.
What's something that you maybe weren't expecting to experience that maybe surprised you that you are planning to take back to your classroom in Texas?
I think that my students' experience with professional athletes are all about how, you know, NFL or NBA stars are kind of these superstar people. And a lot of people do kind of look at mushers this way. But when I was in the room with them, meeting them, they're people just like us. They're people with a passion for a way of life and, of course, dogs, particularly Alaskan Husky sled dogs. And, you know, it's easy to talk with them, especially because, you know, I'm a teacher. I want to know what they think and and how they approach the race and just anything they want to share. So just talking with them as a normal person, I don't think it really surprised me, but it was just such a wonderful thing to get to experience.
I love that. And what are you most looking forward to on the rest of your adventure while you're in Alaska?
Well, I look forward to getting out on the trail and, again, kind of getting into this intimate world of racers, dogs, but also volunteers, pilots, anyone who is on the trail and feels the same passion for the race. Maybe they're not actually racing, but they've been working comms at a certain checkpoint for many, many years. And so there's this whole culture around it that I think is really important, maybe that we're losing a little bit with our modern world full of devices, that you're all invested in something together and you're working as a team with total strangers. And so that's what's exciting to me. I'm also a little bit nervous about the cold and kind of the grit. And I'm thinking, these mushers can do it. If I emulate what they do, you know, wear my layers, I can kind of, you know, grow personally along with them. So,
well, we know that you're going to stay warm. Thank you so much for sharing your time and your experience with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a real pleasure.
That was Lawrence University graduate Kate Neumeier in Alaska talking to WPR's Tim Peterson. She's the 2024 Iditarod Teacher on the Trail. Talk to her about how she's bringing themes and passion from the sled dog race into her own classroom and classrooms around the country.